What we're going to be doing now is we're going to be doing, we're going to sit with the Buddha, but in relationship to spiritual death. So first of all, we're going to prepare the mind, get it spiritually receptive, and then we're going to call to mind something which we think is holding us back in our spiritual life. You know, whatever it is. It might be fear, it might be an emotion, or it might be something specific like, you know, I keep reacting in a particular way under a particular circumstance and I feel that's holding me back. So we just call to mind one of those, something which is holding us back. And then we're just going to sit with in the presence of the Buddha with that. The Buddha is going to be, we're going to sit with the Buddha within the blue sky, and some of the kind of more traditional Indo-Tibetan imagery, but I've chosen not to go that way, because I think it's really important that when we're sitting with the Buddha, we also open up to the spiritual dimension, and that is not known to the conceptual mind. And then, if there's time, we'll do another reflection, but it will finish by 12:30. So first of all, just relaxing the body and the mind. A mind that is spiritually receptive. A mind that is equanimous, not trying to control anything, just letting things be. A mind that is full of gratitude for all that we've been given, including from the Buddha. And with this still, grateful mind, we just have a gentle look and get a sense of something which is holding us back in our spiritual life. It might be an emotion, or the way we speak in certain circumstances. And getting the sense of our relationship to that. Produce a tightness in the body, for example? Do we really want to transform it in the flames of spiritual death. And just holding that in our minds while we begin to create the conditions for meeting the Buddha. And before us appears a vast, boundless blue sky. In front, behind, above, below, and to the sides. And we relax into it. Blue sky is bright and vibrant. And we see in front of us appear a flat grassy plain stretching to the horizon. Again, vivid colours, vivid, vibrant, translucent colours. And on the grassy plain in front of us sprouts, appears a large, beautiful Bodhi tree with beautiful heart-shaped green leaves. The Bodhi tree under which the Shakyamuni sat under before his enlightenment. And at the base of the trunk of the Bodhi tree appears a mound of grass, freshly cut grass. And on top of that mound appears a pure white cloth representing ethical purity. Now the Buddha appears, seated on the white cloth. And he sits cross-legged in meditation. And he wears the saffron robes of a monk, with one shoulder uncovered. He smiles serenely. His eyes half closed. He's delighted to see us. And welcomes communication with him. And we feel sat in the presence of deep, deep, deep compassion. And the Buddha's figure is surrounded by an aura of beautiful, translucent, golden light. And the Buddha gives off a feeling of profound peace, the peace of the sage. Who has given up all forms of self-clinging. And we become aware, in the presence of the Buddha, that which we identified as holding us back in our spiritual life. We become aware of it, the Buddha becomes aware of it. and the Buddha's smile of compassion intensifies. He understands that we're trying. And the light surrounding the Buddha extends out gently to surround us. The golden light of wisdom and compassion. Sitting in the presence of the Buddha, we let go of that which is holding us back. The golden light surrounding us gently purifies us of that which is holding us back. And the golden light fills our bodies. And we feel joyous. Released. Lighter. Equanimous. Confident. And our intention to practice is strengthened, our resolve made firm and unshakable. And the Buddha's smile intensifies. His presence intensifies. as we let go of that which we identified as holding us back. The golden light in our bodies gently dissolves. And the Buddha's presence continues to intensify. We feel his wisdom and compassion, his care and concern for us. We feel the confidence he has in us to transform ourselves. He knows because he's done it himself. He really has completely purified himself. And the Buddha gently dissolves into a ball of golden light. Which enters our heart. So we feel the presence of the Buddha and his qualities sitting in our heart. And the Bodhi tree, the white cloth, the pile of grass and the grassy plain just dissolve back into the blue sky. And we just sit in the midst of the blue sky with the Buddha's presence in our heart. Now we just sit absorbing the fruits of the practice for a couple of minutes. And in your own time, bringing the practice to a close.